Chapter 15. Governments use taxes to raise money to pay for things which benefit the whole country, such as health services, education, and policing. Taxes are also sometimes used to try to change people's behavior. For instance, high taxes on tobacco products are intended to reduce health-damaging tobacco consumption, and taxes on cars using busy roads are aimed at reducing traffic congestion. In these cases, the government is less interested in raising money than it is in dealing with social problems. However, because taxes can change people's behavior, sometimes they fail. For example, in 18th century Britain, hats were taxed and so were house windows. In both cases, the aim was to raise money while taxing richer people more than poorer people. It was thought that rich people would own many hats and live in large houses with many windows. Poor people, on the other hand, would perhaps only have one hat and live in small houses with few windows. Neither of these taxes were very successful because people changed their behavior to avoid paying them. To avoid payment of the hat tax, many people stopped wearing hats, and many hat makers stopped calling their products hats and gave them other names instead. This caused such trouble for the tax collectors that the government had to introduce a new law to define hats. In a similar way, to reduce their window tax payments, many house owners decided to remove their windows and replace them with bricks. This tax was especially unpopular, as it led to a reduction in the quality of people's living environments and was described by opponents as a tax on sunshine and fresh air. Eventually, due to their unintended consequences, both taxes were ended.